Joined now on the air by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam
Happy
Hemminger.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool.
Talking about our farmer's market here. All good things today.
Yeah. Well, the last time I was here for the 60th anniversary, and I remember that day because we had an ice storm.
Oh.
So we had this whole big party in the studio with like a whole bunch of people from years gone by. And then in the afternoon, the freezing rain started to fall and the ice started to fall and the town was shut down for 2 days. Like, all right, back to work.
we're thawed out now.
We're thawed out now.
I talked to you last week from home because we were all snowed and iced in, and still want to say a big shout out to our crews that were out there. We were out there and helping with the schools and everywhere we could. Mm-hmm. We know we didn't get to everybody. We tried really, really hard, but there was just a lot of snow, a lot of remelting, and a lot of ice.
Yep.
And our guys were working 24-hour shifts.
There's still snow. Yeah. Have you seen?
Yeah.
Like, I walked over to Harris Teeter earlier, and like there's piles of snow. I'm like, go away.
Come back later. Well, it's warmed up, and that part's really good.
All right.
Anyway. We have raised the orange flag at Peace and Justice Plaza to stand with the families of the victims in Benton, Kentucky. And we're just, oh my gosh, we're so tired of raising this flag. We've got to make some better decisions. Moms Demand Action, their color is orange. The National Mayors Against Illegal Guns and Gun Violence. So we've got that out there, sending and standing together in hopes of some better changes to come.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. How long does the flag stay up?
So we get to determine that right now. We're wanting to just keep in solidarity. The National Conference of Mayors is actually going on in D.C., and this is one of their topics this week, is gun violence and sensible gun laws. So we will leave it up for a period of time now.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure when.
But all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we had a big meeting last night because we had to postpone roll last week's meeting. Most of it went into the week before's meeting went into last night. Some still coming yet to come next week. We did pass a resolution from the Food Council of supporting federally funded nutrition program called SNAP, which is a supplemental nutrition assistance program. It affects millions of North Carolina families. This is huge. It stretches their dollars for food. It's about $119 a month per family. So we don't want the government to roll that program back. It's hugely, we're the eighth hungriest state in the nation, apparently. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of families that depend on this.
Is that per capita we're the eighth or just in terms of?
Yes, per capita.
Wow.
So those are all done that. Yeah, it's pretty amazing considering we grow so much food here in North Carolina.
Yep.
We took another pass at the Blue Hill District guidelines. It was a presentation to council. It will go back out. The advisory board's been working on it. We're still seeking input from the public before we adopt them. After all this advisory board and council input, they'll go back out there for public, and then we're looking to pass them in May.
Okay.
So we're excited about that, and they've done a nice job. They're very visual, so they're online. Please go take a look at them if you're interested in seeing them. And the presentation from last night's there online as well. And give us your feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
Sounds good.
Yeah. We also did the Hanover Concept Plan,
which was
one of the biggest parts of our evening last night. Chapel Hill's mobile home parks are under a lot of pressure. You know, most of the properties, at least three of the properties, are under option right now to redevelop. And these are communities. That's about 90 families.
Mm-hmm.
Lakeview was the group we heard from last night, as the Hanover is slated for the Lakeview property there. 33 families, 60 kids, all in our school systems, all taking transit, all in walkable. It's a community. It's not just random people living together. It's a community. We heard their voices. We had children speaking, grandparents speaking, parents. We had one young lady who's a UNC student now who grew up at Lakeview. I've reached out to the county, went to their meeting. We're all trying to work together to find a solution. I don't know what the solution's going to be. We need time. We've known this problem was looming. We didn't know how imminent it was. We've got to do something. And so our staffs are going to be working together to bring back some options to see what we can do to help transition. We don't get to decide whether people stay on those. The landowners that own the land decide whether they renew leases or not. So what we would like to have happen, ultimately we'd love for them to be able to stay where they are, but the next option is to find somewhere where we can help them in a timely manner, not this, you know, boom, you're out of there. So we're trying to figure all that out. And this was a hard first meeting for our new council members as well to hear all this.
What are the town's options in terms of the actual development proposal that's coming in? I know this isn't town-owned land.
Right.
So.
Right. So it would go through the normal proposal. It would go through the normal procedures, which is about an 18-month process. And then the council could decide yay or nay on a project. The interesting thing is, if it's looking like we're going to say no because of this, then the property owner has the right to dissolve all the leases and start over again with no encumbrance there. That's what we don't want to have happen.
Okay.
So that's what's crucial here. Just letting it go through a process and denying it isn't going to stop this from happening, mm-hmm. because the landowner, I mean, I've heard from, I've heard from a couple others that if that's what's stopping a process, then they will dissolve the leases. Most leases are for 30 days only.
Wow.
Notice. Yeah, so they're on automatic renewals, most of them, and that's the problem.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And none of the people who live in the mobile home park actually own the land that they're on.
They're all leased lots.
God.
And that's really, really hard,
yeah.
you know? And there's a lot of people who don't actually have leases. They either inherited the spot, have mm-hmm. been paying the rent. I will say mobile home tenants tend to be some of your most stable, long-term tenants. There are people that spoke last night that have been there 17 years or more. So that's kind of an abrupt 30-day. Now, I don't think the landowner would only give 30 days. I think they're all more humane than that. Disrupting people's lives is very difficult. We don't have any control over that as a town, though. The landowners have leases. They have their rights. We're hopeful to work with them to try to make out a better solution.
So is there town-owned land? And I know the county was already talking about that property off of Millhouse Road.
Yes.
Is there other sort of publicly owned land that can be set aside?
So that's what we're looking
yeah.
at right now. We are trying to figure that out. I went up and talked to the county commissioners on Tuesday, applauded them for taking a step. I would love for that to work out. I don't know. There's got to be some investigation. There's all kinds of things, as you know, connected to land. It happens to be in the rural buffer. There's all kinds of issues going on with that. I want to save other options. It might be that it's not one place for all three groups to move to, but it might be several. So I think our staffs are the people who understand that the best and can come back to us with options.
I think the answer to this is not many, but what are the options that someone who is living on that property and renting it or leasing it, what are your legal options if you're in that position and the property owner says, we want to redevelop it?
So you don't have many.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. I will tell you the other thing, too. It has now been proven that owning a mobile home isn't necessarily the best outcome for someone in general. It is a depreciating asset.
Right.
It is worth less after 15 years than, say, a home. Or, say, if you stayed in an apartment and your utility bills were lower over that 15-year period, you would have actually saved more money. Now, philosophically, though, it's very different. If you're in a mobile home, you own your space. You're not right next door to somebody on top of you on the mm-hmm. other side. I get all that. There's other options today that weren't there many years ago with tiny homes. They can be all kinds of sizes. I know the technical, I'm learning all this too. The technical definition of a tiny home is 500 feet or smaller, but their mobile homes tend to be 800 to 900 feet. There mm-hmm. are prefabricated homes or manufactured homes that are attached to the ground. Mobile homes are not actually meant to be like moved around all the time. But what happens over about 4 to 5 years of a mobile home being parked where it is the frame tends to sag somewhat, making it really, really hard to move once it's past that period of time. Not impossible, but pretty difficult to keep it in one solid form in order to move it somewhere else. And that is one of the main problems we have in trying to move a mobile home. They're not very movable after they're that old. Most of the units in the Lakeview are much older than that.
Mm-hmm. So what are the next steps for you and for the town council and for the town?
So we want our staffs to work to figure out if there is somewhere we can move them to. And we are looking for county or town-owned land or someone who wants to donate land. We don't want to put people in the same situation again.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to work with our housing providers. Are there better options than a mobile home move to? Could we create something pre-manufactured, whatever, but be able to give some stability? This is a form of affordable housing. These are important people in our community who do important tasks in our community. We want them to stay in our community. They made desperate pleas last night to stay in the school system, one they're familiar with, stay near the health care, stay near their jobs and transit. So we're going to have our staffs look at all that. We want to give a more solid answer for the future. I would like more permanent help as far as how can we transition them into better housing so that they are building value and still have that kind of a feeling of having their own space.
Does that suggest a limit in terms of where people can move to, or where you're thinking of in terms of like looking for land? Because I know if you create land on the other side of town, then you're going to be moving the kids from one school to another that way too.
So I will say kids do bounce from moving from schools. We redistrict and things happen. I know it's scary. I get that. But there are options. It's still a great school system, whichever school you go to. So I think those options aren't as important as keeping a sense of community and keeping within the community. We also want to make sure we have transit options for folks when they do this. So those all have to be looked at. Can we do that all in 18 months? I think that's pretty unrealistic. Could we do it in 2 years? Much more realistic. 3 would be optimal. I think by that time we could have some permanent solutions. So we're trying to make a plea to see if we can extend the timeline so that we can get something worked out that's better. We are going to work with urgency, though. We are moving along and working with urgency.
And this is you, this is the town council, and this is Roger Stansel as well, right?
Yes.
What is his role in
so,
this?
So we actually have a mobile home subcommittee group of staff that's been working on this with the county and Carrboro. So they've been charged now with moving along at light speed to get this done. We asked our manager, Roger Stansel, to reach out to the county and work with them to see if this prospect of Millhouse Road park area can move along, what the opportunities are in much more quickly than I think our normal processes would yield. We do have the Assembly of Governments meeting next week. I'm sure this topic will come up as we're getting a review of the mobile home survey is going to be presented to us. I've seen it. It's online and available if you want to look at it. But it talks about some of these factors that moving home mobile homes, that no one's citing new mobile home parks in the private world anymore. There's been too many issues. They are very utility intense for folks. There's just all kinds of things now that we have tiny homes and manufactured homes that attach to the ground that are better for folks. So you're not citing new ones, but counties and other governments are trying to figure out how to deal with what they have and how to give people options. And that's what we're looking for.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, that meeting was last night. That conversation is going to continue. What else is going on in town?
So last week, we also signed with other climate mayors in opposition to the repeal of the Clean Power Plan. We're getting hundreds of mayors to sign on now. Before the first one we sent in, we only had like 100 or 200 sign on. Now we're getting hundreds and hundreds to sign on, which is great. And like I said, the National Conference of Mayors is going on in D.C. right now. This past weekend, it was my pleasure to give a short announcement at the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority celebrating its 110th anniversary here. It's our local chapter is 39 years old. This is African-American women female sorority that does just amazing work in our communities. They're all about being involved in community and education and Alzheimer's. Anyway, they were honoring several of our local wonderful folks. Nate Davis is one of them, and I'll just speak up because they were able to, and Althea from our pre-K program, they gave them 80 backpacks. We were just delighted. These are the kinds of things they do in our community, and they work really, the list was long, and it was a lovely, lovely luncheon. And then afterwards, I went to the Delta Sigma Theta, which is part of the NAACP, the Women Who Run, it was all about running for public office. It was a great panel discussion. But what was inspiring is that we had women who were past Deltas that are alumni that live in our community. We had UNC students that are Deltas here in our community. We had high school students that want to be involved in these steps going forward.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then we had just other young women who wanted to come. The audience was filled with young women who were they're paying attention. They want to know what they can do to help. They want to change the tide of things going on at our state and federal level. And it was just inspiring. So it was really, really exciting.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Awesome.
So those people ask me what are the fun things I get to do as mayor. And those are the fun things I get to do.
That
was really, really
Definitely.
Cool. And another fun thing we did, we had the third grade field trip. We had the Morris Grove Geckos come to town hall and do our field trip that we do with them. Ergo, that's why I have a cold again. Love my third graders a little too much.
It's all you, Morris Grove.
No. Actually, this last time I got sick because we had all the third graders from another school.
Yeah.
I got
it. It's pretty much everyone in
town,
right?
Yeah, I know. We're all sharing the love.
Everyone's either got it or had it or is about to get it. Yeah.
So it's just a lot of fun. The kids come up with amazing questions, and they get to pretend they're council members. They get to go to the fire station. They get to do they hear about what public works. And their eyes are open to what their town's really about as far as services and what to expect. So we really enjoy this field trip. and our staff really enjoys it as Very well, cool. too. Tonight, we're going to start off. This is a week delayed from the Frederick Douglass kickoff event at 7 p.m. It is up at the United Church of Christ. Chapel Hill, sorry, I never get that right.
United Church of Chapel Hill?
Yes.
Literally, sorry. The only reason I've been getting it right is because I've been saying it like five times a day for the last week.
You end up getting all, moved. I mean, your head's full of gook. You just can't get
it. This is the one in Chapel Hill that hasn't changed its name in the last five years, too.
To get that one right. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of events going on, and we're celebrating 200th anniversary.
We had Mary Dee Williams, the singer, on the air yesterday, and she's incredible.
Yeah.
She had just an amazing voice and a great perspective on the importance of Frederick Douglass and how important this whole celebration is, but also this event tonight, which is going to be much
fun.
Amazing. Yeah,
it's going to be amazing. And then we are having the Assembly of Governments meeting next Tuesday up in Hillsboro. We have several topics on there. One of them is the mobile homes. The other is the Green Tract, as we're trying to move forward with that. And this will be the first meeting for our new council folks to go to and get the feel for how it is in working in collaboration, which we like to do.
How are those new council members?
They're doing
like, are they after that first? That's a rough first meeting.
That was a really rough first meeting. We're still continuing orientation for them. We have a series of a couple more orientations, and then we're having our council retreat the weekend of February 9th and 10th, where we'll learn more about how we work together, but also of what we're looking at for the spring and budget season. That's the biggest thing we do in the spring is the budgeting.
TownofChapelHill.org for more information about the Town of Chapel Hill. Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.